Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in sunny Tampa with Michael Martin, president and CEO of this Hardwood Trade Association. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. It's nice weather we're having down here. It's a nice place to bring your organization, right?
Yeah, you know, who knew the whole Northeast would be covered in snow, or in Chicago, the White Sox were scooping snow off. So I think, you know, it's a great place to be this week.
Most people know NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association, and you've been the head after Ed Korczak retired, what, 7 years?
Yep, it's my seventh year, seventh expo, and things are going great. No 7 year itch here.
Fantastic. All right, so a couple of things I want to talk about. First, the health of the hardwood business. Tell us how business has been growing in the last year.
Well, you know, I think 2017 has been a little more difficult year than the last few years have been in the hardwood sector. The percentage of growth that we'd like to see isn't there. I don't think there's a problem necessarily. You know, of course, we are concerned about look-alike products. We've been talking about that, you know, a couple of times, and I do think we are starting to see an impact, especially on the lower-end engineered wood being replaced with LVT and some other options.
All right. So this group is coming together now. Tell us a little bit about the size of the crowd and the number of exhibitors you have.
Yeah, we have over 300 exhibits. We have 51 new exhibitors this year. We'll have about 3,000. We might be a little over, depending on what our on-site registration does, but we ballpark around 3,000 every year.
And just for the benefit of my listeners, for those that don't come frequently, this is somewhat of a craftsman show. This is where the people that are hands-on learn more about some of the difficulties you run into and how to overcome them. There's also some inspectors that are here. Naturally, since there's exhibits, there'll be some manufacturers are here. And this year, I guess, is the middle of the term for Chris Zizza, who is with C&R Flooring. So he's on the craftsman side of the business, right?
That's correct. Chris is out in the New England area and has a sizable contracting and retail business there.
So, I mean, you have membership that's in three sections. You have the craftsman area, you have the manufacturing area, and the distribution area, right?
Correct. So NWFA represents the whole supply chain.
So theme of this meeting is deep dive. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're in Tampa, so here we are, you know, the Bay's out here, and so it made sense to sort of go with an aquatic theme, but the real reason we did that is because our keynote speakers this year are Cousins Maine Lobster, and they're two cousins who were funded through Shark Tank. So in our session a little bit later today, we'll be doing we're calling it Plank Tank, and we're giving four of our members the opportunity to pitch their business ideas in front of these two sharks who have, you know, obviously got their business funded and started their own entrepreneurial endeavors. So we have a website app. We've got a couple new inventions that are being displayed here, patent-pending type of stuff. Some of the tools are in protocol development. So it's going to be really exciting to sort of see some new tools that could help in the marketplace and give these guys an opportunity to have a platform as they're launching their business to be in front of the industry.
Now, how did you find these businesses to put in front of this group of judges?
Well, we did a competition within our membership. So we asked for submissions, and then we picked the best four that we thought would be presentable on stage.
I understand yesterday you had a board meeting and some decisions made there. So tell us a little bit about where we're moving in two areas. One is the message to the consumer. You and I have talked in the past about making sure the consumer knows the benefit of real hardwood flooring. Tell us where that stands.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this a little bit before. You know, what we're seeing in the marketplace is just it's kind of disgraceful as far as other products walking a very thin line as to whether they're calling themselves wood or not. And, you know, particle board is not what we would consider wood. I guess it's been self-evident for most of us for forever what a wood floor is. But now that we have all of these other pieces out there that are trying to compete with wood as wood, we obviously need a definition. So one of the things that came out of our board meeting yesterday is we're doing strategic planning during this round. Members will have an opportunity to sit down with us and tell us what they are concerned about that we should be focused on for the next 3 years. And, you know, we continue to talk about, you know, what the consumer outreach needs to look like and how we could successfully do that. So obviously that's an issue that keeps coming up, and I think we're going to see that in the marketplace for a while. I think we also see some changes. I think we'll see, you know, LVT maybe taking on some different looks, and there's all kinds of different ways that they can design that where it doesn't have to look like wood either. That's one of the beauties about what that product can do in the market. So we'll see, you know, as things progress, but we have established two task forces, one to do a definition of what wood flooring is, and the other one to look at how then we market that and take that into the marketplace to get rid of some of this confusion that's been caused out there.
Actually, this is big news because you took a run at this a year ago, and it fizzled out in committee. So you've pushed this back up to the board, and they've made some decisions, and they're moving forward. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, we've had two meetings over the last couple of years to try to figure out, you know, what does this really look like? And it's an issue that we just continue to deal with. And, you know, we brought it back through strategic planning this year. We engaged Bruce Zucker, who's the retired CEO of J.J. Haynes, to come in. And the reason we wanted Bruce to come in and help us with strategic planning is because, you know, he brings a long history of every floor covering. We know a lot about wood flooring, but when you're competing with products that aren't wood, that our people aren't necessarily engaged in the marketplace, even though I think a lot of our guys are now installing LVT and other hard surfaces, we've got to figure that out from an overall market. We can't just be the hardwood industry. We now have to look strategically at being a floor covering.
So Bruce is somewhat of a consensus builder, and that's kind of what it takes, because everybody has their own nuance as the way they manufacture their product, but to be able to circle the wagons around us versus something else, you kind of need to define what it is, right?
Right. Yes. No, we definitely need a definition. And I think we have a wonderful product that is well respected in the marketplace. You know, we talked last time, we did an interview about our consumer research study that came out this year. And 80% of people that either have wood floors or want wood floors would put it in their dream home. Again, we need to clear up the confusion about what is and what isn't wood, because it obviously is the market leader as far as preference in the consumer space. And we obviously need to do what we can to protect that. But also, we have a very positive story to tell. So I'm not as concerned about the competitor products. I don't appreciate what they're, you know, maybe coming across as being a product that isn't honest. But I do think that, you know, we have a great story to tell with wood, and it's a natural consumer preference. So we're going to stay on the high road of what wood attributes are and what it needs to be in the market.
How fast do you think this process will move?
You know, things within the association world can either go overnight or they can take a long time. We've been looking at this for a while, and I think, you know, we have some constituents who would like to see the pace go faster. I'd love to see the pace go faster. But we're also not in a position where we can raise a lot of money and spend a lot of money and not have a long-term plan for how we maintain an audience out there and how we go into the consumer space, because it is a costly proposition.
So real quick, just to wrap up, I mean, obviously you've got a lot of seminars going on here. I learned some new words today. I thought a shiner was a black eye, and it's actually a nail that's exposed. And there's a whole bunch of words like that. It's always interesting to listen to these craftsmen talk to each other. It's also great to catch up with you, and I hope you have a great meeting. This is the first day of 3 days, and so I've been talking to Michael Martin, the president and CEO of the NWFA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.